What's up, Trainiacs? Triathlon Taren here with another edition of the Triathlon Trainee Ask podcast, where I answer your triathlon questions 5 days a week. Today's question comes from Carmen, and it's about a recommendation for a morning shake that I take to help burn fat as fuel during your morning workouts. Before we get into that question, let's thank today's sponsor, Aon Insurance, which has designed a new type of insurance specifically for Canadian triathletes. Now, historically, a lot of triathletes would have bike insurance for stolen bikes, but it was one of the most expensive riders that could be added to your house insurance policy, costing about $10 per $100 of bike value. In this case, you can get up to $20,000 of bike insurance coverage for about $1,000. But in addition to that, which is already a pretty good deal, you have canceled race insurance. So you can get up to $1,000 of your race entry fees covered. If you get sick before a race and you have to cancel your trip, you can get up to $10,000 of trip expenses covered. Broken bike insurance, if your bike gets broken in travel going to a race. And while you're traveling, emergency medical insurance is covered, all for that insurance fee that is literally just a fraction of the price of house rider bike insurance alone. So if you're interested in finding out more about this, go to aontriathlete.com. That's A-O-N triathlete.com. And let's get into today's question.
Hi, Taren. In one of your more recent podcasts, you were discussing one of your morning shakes that you make before going to train, and that it helps you basically burn fat. Now, I'm just wondering, why would you have something to eat before you train? There's a lot of people who just don't eat anything, and that goes right to your fat stores too, because you go straight from sleeping into a workout. And a lot of people, including myself, don't find it an issue to train without having eaten something first. What are your thoughts on not having anything to eat before training? The advantages and maybe the drawbacks on it versus having something to eat. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your question, Carmen. This question is one that is probably about 20, 30 years old. There's been a debate going on about it for a really long time. And the science has shown, and I'm going to save you kind of the science-y details about this. If you want to dive into actually the mechanisms of why this is and the science and the studies behind it, I'd recommend Googling Ben Greenfield. Ben Greenfield fasted workouts, or Ben Greenfield low-level cardio, or Ben Greenfield fat-burning cardio, things like that. Ben Greenfield is a savant, really, of human performance and nutrition, and I tend to not remember the exact details of the mechanisms of why things happen, but I remember the effect of things. So frankly, I don't remember all of the reasons why I've decided to do this, but I know there's a heck of a lot of science behind it. So essentially, everyone, what Carmen is getting at is I recommend in the morning having a fat-based shake. And this shake is more like a bulletproof coffee, but it's not necessarily a coffee. So it's almond or sunflower or hemp milk mixed with collagen, mixed with MCT oil, sunflower or almond butter, the mushroom coffee that I use. What else? Oh, and if there's any mushroom elixirs that I'm taking at the time, sometimes it's a hydration additive, sometimes it is an adaptogen additive, I'll put that in. And the idea behind it is because I'm not giving my body carbs, really fast reacting glucose in my body, which your body is going to always prefer to use if you give it to it, I'm giving my body fat, which is going to train it to work more efficiently. Fat is harder to break down than glycogen, carbs. It's harder to break down and use as energy. So it actually trains your body to use fat more efficiently, and it's going to access more of your fat stores when it needs to. Now, the issue of not having anything to eat before training, can it reduce your weight? Yes, Absolutely. This is what runners used to do all the time back in the 80s and 90s. And the thought was that you did that to cut weight. And it was wildly effective at it. The issue with it, though, is that because you're not giving your body anything whatsoever, your body will look to break down whatever it can. And one of the preferred methods to break down anything is actually muscle tissue. And if you haven't become fat adapted, essentially, if you aren't restricting your carbs throughout the course of the rest of the day, you aren't going to be fat adapted, and your body isn't even going to look to your fat stores as a source of fuel. It's going to look to your muscle stores as a source of fuel, and you're going to start losing muscle mass, leading to injury, leading to sickness, leading to poor performance. So you always want to give your body something if you're going to be doing a very intentional, specific workout. The concept of doing a fasted workout, fine, but only with really, really low level cardio. We're talking a low steady walk. Even a brisk jog or a tempo jog, probably a little bit too much. A swim, which is an excellent place to get to the red line and perform intensity, too much. A recovery bike ride maybe is getting there. But if you listen to Ben Greenfield, if you look into the science of this, essentially, if you want to fuel for performance and long-term health, you need to have some fuel before a workout. And the most that I would go towards to help promote fat burning is a fat-based shake or basically a meal that doesn't have a lot of carbs in it before you go out. So that is the long and the short of it, Carmen. I know in your case, you're looking for high performance, so you're going to be doing lots more intensity, your workouts are going to be more purposeful. And if you want to be able to get to the top end of your range of fitness, you got to have some fuel to do it. And there's no way around that. I hope that this helps you out, and I hope that it helps out all other trainiacs. Thank you to today's sponsor, Tricover Insurance by Aon. If you're a Canadian triathlete, go check them out at aontriathlete.com. That's aontriathlete.com. And if you're digging these podcasts, odds are really good you'll like what we've got if you go to triathlonterran.com/free resources, where we have over a half a dozen free downloadable supplements to help with your training. Thank you for your question, Carmen, and I'll catch everyone in the next episode.